With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House has approved a defense bill that includes a military pay raise.
Lawmakers say service member pay has failed to remain competitive with the private sector, forcing many families to rely on food banks and government assistance programs to put food on the table. The bill also includes an increase in defense spending. Some Democratic lawmakers oppose the inclusion of a ban on certain transgender medical treatments for children of military members. The measure now moves to the Senate, where lawmakers there have sought a bigger boost in defense spending than the 1% the current measure allows. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading back to the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Blinken travels to Jordan and Turkey on Thursday and Friday for his 12th visit to the region since the Israel-Hamas war erupted last year. It'll be his first trip since the ouster of Syrian President Bashar Assad that sparked new fears of instability in the region. This week's diplomatic talks are expected to focus largely on Syria, but also touch on efforts to reach a Gaza ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Pentagon says Russia could launch its lethal new intermediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine again soon. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
It's possible that Russia could do it in the coming days. I don't have an exact date for you. I think it's important to note that should Russia choose to launch this type of missile, it's not going to be a game changer on the battlefield. It's just yet another attempt to inflict harm and casualties in Ukraine.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 99 points. The Nasdaq rose 347. The S&P 500 index advanced by 49 points. This is SRN News. A British court sentences a man for causing an abortion.
Stuart Warby is going to prison for 12 years after being convicted of slipping an abortifacient drug into the drink of his pregnant girlfriend. The woman lost her unborn baby at 15 weeks and told the court that since ingesting the drug, she has become infertile. Pro-life advocates in the United Kingdom and in this country have been warning that the decision to make abortion drugs readily available is likely to lead to more cases like this one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Wisconsin parents who wanted to challenge a school district's guidance for supporting transgender students. Parents with children in Eau Claire, Wisconsin public schools argued in a lawsuit that the school district's policy violates constitutional protections for parental rights and religious freedom. The guidance essentially calls for teachers and administrators to help children live as the opposite sex without their parents' approval. SRN News. It was a mixed day on Wall Street as stocks finished mostly higher, with the S&P 500 finishing near its record. More on today's market activities from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Wall Street got back to climbing after the latest update on inflation appeared to clear the way for more help for the economy from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 gained 0.8% Wednesday. The index broke a two-day losing streak and finished just short of its all-time high. Big tech stocks led the way, which drove the Nasdaq Composite up 1.8%. The Nasdaq closed above 20,000 points for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lagged the rest of the market with a dip of 99 points. That's about 0.2%. The inline report on inflation helped to cement expectations that the Fed will deliver another cut to interest rates at its meeting next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.